Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kind of smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap.
Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo, 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Great to have you with us this morning. Just very, very excited. So much has happened and so much to tell you about. There's so much in the news, and we're supposed to be streaming. This happens every single time, and it's only me. It's only me. Every time, like a second before we go on the air, Al locks into his position to turn the microphone on for old Joe to jump right on the radio so we could talk to you, and I could thank you for being kind enough to tuning in to the Piscopo Show every morning, 6:06 right now in New York, New York. And then the screen goes blank because we're supposed to be YouTubing and Facebooking, and the screen goes blank. It happens every single week because and this is it. And now they're waving, and George, we're trying to get that on. So if you're trying to watch us on TV, or if you're trying to watch us on YouTube or Facebook, you know what? We have, I guess, a technical glitch, and you know what? We'll fix it momentarily. Hey, good morning. It's great to talk to you and tell you all that's going on, because I watch the news when I'm not on the air, and I want to thank Al for sitting in yesterday and for doing the best of Joe Piscopo. Frankie's in Florida. I know why you're tuning in. I'll get to that in a second. But Rod Rosenstein stepped down. You know, you heard Frankie talk about it all the time, that this guy should have been whacked long ago, and the president should have fired him long ago. Now, when William Barr steps up as AG, here is Rosenstein stepping away, the best thing for the country. And this whole thing about McCabe and this whole interview with Scott Pelley, you know, which I didn't get a chance to comment on because we're just coming on the air now, which happened over the weekend on 60 Minutes. Just don't let it go. The guy's, if you're going to lie like he lied, and then he's selling a book and 60 Minutes is trying to get ratings. And now we're supposed to take that as Emmis, as they say. That's the real deal. I'm not believing any of it. I don't even want to go there. So the good thing is Lindsey Graham is now going to have a hearing and is calling for McCabe to testify before the Senate. This is huge, and that's exactly where it should be. I'm tired of the noise. I'm tired of the protests. I'm tired of the lawsuits. I feel like we're going in the right direction and we're okay. The speech, this is what you will hear on this show with old Joe on the radio that you're not going to hear anywhere else. The president was absolutely stellar in his speech yesterday about Venezuela and about socialism. He was stellar. It was one of his best speeches ever. It never made any of the news. You'll never see it. And again, oh, Joe, you're so pro-Trump. It's not that. It's that he came out. It was a Reagan-esque speech. It really was. He talked about so because there's a socialistic push in this country that we have to avoid. We have to avoid. How are we going to make a living? You can't do it. Everything that's the anti-Semitism, the anti-American socialist progressive agenda that's coming from the left, you can't do it. The president answered it in the speech. Not one word on the news. Protests, lawsuits. Let's put all the noise aside. Stay on the game, and we'll stay positive on everything that's happening. That's exactly right. Yeah, I'm sorry we don't have. So, you know, only us, only on the morning show. Because so, 9 minutes after six with Joe on the radio. So, and I know, and you know, it's a long story, but I was at an event for, you know, I'm very pro-law enforcement, very pro-military. And we're back on the air. There we go. Okay, went off the air. Okay, we're trying.
You're on camera.
There it is.
Yeah, you just can't see it.
Oh, there we go. So, good morning. Hi. And my gosh almighty, I need makeup. So, I'm at the security thing for Homeland Security. And then I wanted to get out of there kind of early. I wanted to make sure I supported law enforcement. Then I had to get, why? Because I have to get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm running around, and there I see across the room the vision of loveliness, a girl I've always admired, and business-wise, too. Business-wise, what she accomplished as a business gal, you know, being the father of three daughters. I said, wow. And it was Carol Alt. I said, Carol Alt across the way. I go, wow. So I go over to Carol. I said, Carol, how are you? Hi, Joe. How you doing? I said, great. This was, I can't remember, 6 months ago, within the last year. So I go, she goes, how you doing, Joe? I said, well, I have to kind of leave. I go like this. I look at my watch. Listen to this. I go, I got to leave because I got to get up and I'm doing morning. Carol says, oh, I got to go too because I just got to get. I said, well, let's, quote unquote, work the room together and then we'll go at it. We've never met or we might have met peripherally. I'm not sure. And here is the international supermodel, Carol Alt, grounded, down to earth. We met everybody. We went up to Ray Kelly, a former commissioner of the NYPD. Oh, everybody that was anybody was there. Tom Ridge was there. It was just great. And I was going, wow. And so they look at me and they say, hi, Joe. Then they would go, oh, my gosh, it's Carol Alt. That's what it was all night. It was like, hi, Joe, how you doing? Oh, my gosh, it's Carol Alt. So, and it was great because we were good to see. We got out of there. I drove home. And I drove her home. And then I liked the way she took the reins and said, Joe, here's where you got to turn here. So this way, Al always rides me. He calls me like Morgan Freeman, like it's driving Miss Alt. So I'll never live that down, and Al will not let me forget that. So we got home. Then Carol and I started hanging out a little bit, and this is, I'm telling you, all the dirt and everything. Then Richard Johnson calls. He does the Page Six, you know, at the Post, and he calls and he goes, Joe, what's with you and Carol Alt? Like that. I said, no, we're just friends. We go out. Richard starts this whole thing. And now everybody, you started tweeting, and I love you for being on Twitter, by the way. We're the only decent Twitterers. I don't know what the verb is. You're the only decent people on Twitter that really are nice. I have very small, but it's the nicest Twitter, all the nice Twitter followers because we go back and forth. And Facebook is great. I love you, Facebook, Instagram as well. Twitter's just quicker. You can go right to us. So then I said, Frankie's on a cruise somewhere. We don't know exactly where in the world is Frank Morano. We're not quite sure where Five Boroughs is. So I said to Carol, you want to co-host the show? We have never had a co-host in the 5 years on this program, into our 6 year on the show. But Carol she's a business gal. She's a gal that has a great sense of what's going on in the entertainment world and in news. So I said, Carol, why don't you sit in with us? So we wanted to welcome, and this is why I'm glad the camera is not working, because the one, the only Carol Alt early in the morning with us in the show, ladies and gentlemen, live in the studio. How are you?
Joe, what an impressive soliloquy there.
I know. Because people are asking, people gossip. And I know you, and we've known each other a little bit. You're so professional. I walk in here this morning. I fly in here this morning. Carol Alt is sitting in the seat, ready to go. So thanks for being here. It's great to have you with us.
Well, that was only because I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything.
No.
If we were going to have a pep talk or a warm-up, I wanted to be there.
You know, it's interesting you say that. When I come in, I like it raw. We like it as raw as possible. We do our homework before, like the night before, and then we have a pre-show kind of news kind of get-together. But with Al's always doing the news. Frankie Five Boroughs is immersed in doing the news for me,
right.
So then I like to just jump right into it and make it crazy because you never know what's going
to
happen.
Well, I need to correct something that was in Page Six because Joe, this is a good thing for you because
okay. You
know Richard was very effusive about you for me, but he didn't write what I said about you.
He did. What did you say about me, Carol?
He didn't. I said if I was in the market because at this moment, you know, I just came off a 17-year relationship.
Yes.
So
yes.
For me, it's like a first time ever I'm actually single. The first time ever since I'm 13.
You were married very young, not to interrupt.
I was. I met Ronnie. I was 20 years old. I was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And, you know, Alexei just a couple years back. You know, so this is really the first time that I am single and enjoying it and actually picking up on my business again. Because, you know, when you have a boyfriend, well, I'm sitting in a room with five guys.
It's all kinds.
You guys are all like big babies, you know. You got to be taken care of.
Is that the truth, though?
It is the truth.
24/7.
And you want attention. And Alexei was no less than that. And he wanted attention. And now he wanted me to know. He wanted to watch the games and to know he did a good job and all that stuff. And here's a $100 million player asking moi, you know, how did I do tonight? You know, what am I going to say?
That is great.
Yeah. So what I said about you was if it was the moment that I was in the market and ready to step back out in that world, I would have been honored. So he didn't write that.
Oh.
And I just wanted you to
Thank
know
you.
You're a good friend.
Thank you.
And, you know,
but
I like... I have doing to, this kind of thing.
Thank you. You're the best. I have to tell you, I talked to you, honestly, and we're so organic on the show and so honest. And I talked to you because this is family. As everybody listens to us now, it's all family around what I always say, a virtual kitchen table. And we just hash it out like that. But I'm very, very honest. But I told Carol, I let it know when we were out, we're hanging out. And I said, look, you need a guy, I'm your guy. I'm your go-to guy.
you need
an old Italian guy from Jersey, I'm your go-to guy. But you know, it's great. It's so funny you talk about relationships. It's too difficult anymore. It's just you have to nurture, you have to say, are you okay, honey? And it's like, it's too much. I don't know that I could do it either anymore. So
my girlfriend Carol McCarthy last week, she did a Galentine's party.
Yeah, that was a big thing, right? Just
right,
for girls.
That was actually in the papers yesterday at Les Maisons Vivienne, new restaurant on the Upper East Side.
Yeah, you're in every day.
For some reason. my lawyer wrote me, Mitchell Lipman, and he said, Carol, he said, you're 2 for 2. I said, well, if you count page6.com, I'm actually 3 for 3. But then again, if I'm not in the papers during Fashion Week, you know, local girl does good.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what we want to talk about, too? I want to go to the guys, but I want to talk about your tie-in with the FDNY and how great it was to see when we were at Mayor Giuliani's and all the FDNY folks were there. And they revered your father. You revered your father.
I know. It's so nice. I remember my father did some great save. He caught a guy that fell from the third floor, and he stepped out onto a balcony on the first floor and caught the guy as he was flying by.
Oh my God.
Pulled both his shoulders out.
Wow.
And it was in the paper, supermodel's dad, superhero fireman.
Oh, no.
And my father said, oh, great. So I've been in the industry for 30 years, and the only reason I get famous is because I'm your dad.
After he saves a life. But where? What was that? What firehouse was he at? It was in.
He was on Tremont Avenue, the 18th Battalion.
Because you were brought up in
College Point.
Yeah. Look at you, local girl. And you stay in New York. That's what I love about
it. Yeah, I stayed in New York. Well, I mean, I spent a year in Africa shooting movies and a year in Toronto. Your business takes you out, but you know, you always come home. And my family's still here. My mom's still here. My sisters.
Carol, you are amazingly grounded. You really are. That's what I love about you. You really are. And we're going to get into it, but I want to talk about your career. We have so much to talk about. We're going to talk about the news, too. I have to turn this big Maluk on the cross from me. He's Al Gattulo right here.
Yeah.
No, I knew you. That is a big. I mean, big. Can you walk big?
I walk big.
How tall?
Oh, this is good.
How tall are
you?
You're
trying to be politically correct.
5'11". But you look big, big Al Gattulo. So the big news is, Al. No, you look great.
Thank you.
Al went out with his wife.
Why is this big news?
Because
I go out with my wife all the time.
Because you're usually out with your platonic friends.
No,
platonic friends.
That's
and Carol is here to walk. See, I say you can't have a platonic friendship with. You can't have. If business is one thing, like Debbie Duhame will do traffic in a couple of minutes, and we have a great business relationship, you can't have a platonic friend between a man and a woman. I honestly don't believe that. Is that my old fashioned? I said Al has like a dozen platonic friends. He goes, he travels,
a little more than that.
He'll travel an hour to have dinner.
Well, don't say that to anybody in fashion because I have a lot of friends who are men.
And
they just happen to be.
Yeah.
Gay men.
Yeah. So see,
which
well,
are my
no,
best
that
friends.
That you understand.
I love. They're better than girlfriends.
But all right, so let's say, but a guy and a girl, can you have a platonic friendship? So Al, I thought,
have straight men who are friends.
They want to marry you. I'm sure. They want.
Are you speaking from experience, Joe?
I'm just saying. So Al went out. Mm-hmm. Was it night you went out with Jennifer the other night?
Went out with Jennifer. Our anniversary is next week, but we went out early because I have a beer thing to go to this week. And this is how understanding that my wife is.
Only Gattulo postpones his anniversary, honey. I have a beer thing. We can't do it.
Next Tuesday we're married 19 years. This coming Saturday we're together 23 years. But I said, you know, listen, I have this beer thing. Can we do something? So she said, okay, the week before we'll go. So we went to David Burke's Tavern up on in the 60s and had a phenomenal dinner. It was just a great time, and you know, we walked around the city, and then we came home.
Chef Burke, that is a great restaurant.
Watch Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is it
Tavern 62?
Yeah, it's David Burke Tavern. I think he changed it.
Yeah.
Carol, it's great. You got to go.
I'm a raw foodie, but if he's got tartare or carpaccio, I'm in.
The chef is coming in. David Burke's in. We love it. He comes in here. He cooks up a storm for us. It's amazing.
Because there seems to be no breakfast here.
No.
What is this?
His breakfast is on order.
You know what, too? You know what? We are the worst.
I brought my own just in case.
Is it a raw bar?
It's a raw bar, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
All right,
you
know, raw Rev Glow.
We should have bought, like, some kind of gift or something for Carol coming in or something like that.
This is the gift. Yeah. Being with you guys this morning,
look at that. Come on now.
Absolutely the gift.
See, I like it.
The Piscopo Show in the Morning with Al Gattulo, Carol Ault, Matt Conklin. Great to see you, my young friend. This kid's a superstar coming up in the radio industry. Emily is here in Charles. Big George. Are you happy, George? Carol Ault is here. He's been hocking me for months. Could you get Carol Ault to host the show? There's Big George over there and Matt Sambolin as well. We love you guys. We got a great team here, and we got a great show 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Lynn Patton is going to join us live in 7 o'clock hour. Congressman Peter King is going to join us. Chef Burke live in the studio. You don't want to miss Chef Burke. And Mr. Mike Gallagher comes on the airways 10:05. We'll give us a preview in the 9 o'clock, in 8:50 actually, about Michael join us. Hey, Debbie, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. Welcome back, and hello to Carol.
Yeah, Debbie, Carol, say hi to Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Debbie.
Thank you, Carol,
for your welcoming words.
The goddess of the Gowanus, we like to call her.
The goddess of the Gowanus.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing? Good weekend, girl?
Oh, yeah, everything was great. Yeah, yeah. Everything, you know, good. I actually went to the Beacon Theater and saw a show. It was a 70s soul show. Oh, it was fantastic.
You were a character. Was this after salsa dancing? After you went salsa dancing?
Salsa dancing, I went on Sunday.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did you, and it worked out okay?
Oh, yeah, I had a great time. It was a group lesson, like a whole bunch of people. There was so much fun.
I don't know when we come back, Deb, I got to tell you, Carol, I had the best day yesterday. I put Mikey with professional musicians yesterday. Yeah, and we had a whole jam session with my buddy. I got to tell you about it when we come back.
Oh,
I was so excited, 16 years old, with the top cat. So I was very, very, I'll tell you about that. Deb, right. Always great to hear your voice. 6:21 on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Carol. Good morning, Alan. Everybody, let's take it out to the FDR Drive. The FDR Drive southbound, slowing down, getting down toward the 20s. All lanes closed with an accident here, so the FDR Drive south, avoid it in the 20s. No problems to report on the west side. Over on the Cross Bronx eastbound, right at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, it's an accident on the shoulder causing a delay. GWB about 10 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, the disabled vehicle on 495, getting out toward Kennedy Boulevard, 15 to 20. At the Lincoln, Holland still about 30 minutes in. And over on 22, as you head eastbound into Meeker Ave in Newark, it's an accident being cleared. Sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of almost 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works, and the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney is operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code THE ANSWER, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970. Good luck.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-800-8255. 800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free three-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Joe on YouTube. And you know what? We're YouTubing. We're Facebooking. AM970TheAnswer.com or at Jersey Joe, J-R-Z-Y, Joe Piscopo. Great to have you with us. The great Carol Alt is with us. And Big Al Gattulo is here. So we got everybody. We got a lot going on. Congressman King. Lynn Patton. I love Lynn Patton. She's doing great. She's working. Regional Director for Housing and Urban Development moved in to NYCHA Housing. How great is that? And again, I just want to not, you know what, I don't want to get political. I want to pro this, pro that. But it's great when Lynn Patton brings Dr. Ben Carson to the show and that the president calls Lynn Patton angry of what's happening with NYCHA in New York. And I just love that. And then when the president, forgive me, this is all pro-Trump now. Oh, my gosh, Joe's going after it. I'm just saying, the president delivered a stellar speech yesterday about Venezuela, and it was a Reagan-esque speech because it was an ideological speech against socialism, how socialism will not work, and it was a great speech. And please concentrate on that. You're going to hear about Rosenstein. You're going to hear about everything else. You're going to hear about the protests and the lawsuits. And by the way, between you and I talking, this is our little intimate hour, Carol. We say 6 to 7. It's like our little when you're a diehard and you listen to Joe on the radio with Alan Frank and Debbie and now Carol, it's like it's intimately, just don't let all that noise get to you because you're going to hear it. You're going to hear about the lawsuits. The president did what he said he was going to do. He said, look, I want to get this wall going. He did the USMCA, replaced NAFTA. He could take the money that he made from USMCA. He could take some money and build a wall. He doesn't have to, if it never worked, he did what he promised. Can we just please move on and talk about helping inner city children around the United States of America? The 3.6 million black kids that are living in poverty. We have to focus on the things that are that will help America, and not just this political broad stroke, this socialistic progressive broad stroke that's just encompassing the left, and they're trying to attack the president on. You and I, we know that will never work, and I appreciate you staying on game. 6:26 with Joe on the radio. I have to tell you, Carol, so this was yesterday, forgive me, and again, because you're listening and you're kind enough to listen this early in the morning, and you are family, and we love you for listening. So Mikey starts playing the guitar, my son, and he's 16, and he has an ear for it, and he started playing about a year ago, and I get him the guitar, and then I bring him to Vegas, and he nails it in Vegas. I'm at the Rio playing Rio in August. Oh my gosh, he nails it. So now I say, okay, now where do I go now, Daddy? He goes to me. And he's 16, you know, and there's all the dangers of a 16-year-old out there. And I want him to stay focused on this. So I said, well, so I called my friend, a guy, Barry Habib. Do you know Barry? He was a producer for Rock of Ages.
Right.
He's, you know, so a great guy over in Jersey. And he's got a band that he goes out. I go, Barry, what can I do with Mikey? We have a band. He goes, come down. I have a studio at his house in Colts Neck. And come down, bring Mikey down, and we'll jam. So Barry's got the greatest players with him that he goes out and he plays around the country.
Right.
He was just at the Super Bowl. He plays around. I put Michael up and he wouldn't sing. My son wouldn't sing. He was like, because he was so self-conscious. So I'm with Mikey.
Well, does he have a voice?
He does.
He does?
Yeah, he's got a good voice. His vocal register is good. By the grace of God, all my kids, I'm putting them all to work. I'm taking 10%. I'm getting a cigar.
So you need to give him confidence about his voice.
Exactly. Joe. That's what I did. So I said to him, you sound great. And I said, you gotta sing. I can't. That I said, Mike, you sound great. And I saw, I really give him vocal lessons on how to perform on stage. And he goes, nah. So I talked to his sister Allie and all the girls. And the kids are great. I've been blessed with the greatest children, thank God. So I say, talk to your brother. Tell him he could sing. He's not singing. So there's a song. Listen to me. And forgive me for gushing this early in the morning. Forgive me.
Wait a minute. Look at who he comes from. The best Sinatra singer.
Thank you. Thank
really,
you.
Really, you've already thank got you. A voice. You've got. Thank he's you. Got to know it was passed on.
Well, I could hear it in his voice, but he wouldn't do it because he's 16. He's shy. So now we're with these
great cats that play at Barry's house. We had these great cats. And I put a microphone in front of Mikey, my 16-year-old, you know. And I go, Mikey, what do you want to play? He goes, well, let's do Killing Floor, which is a Jimi Hendrix song, but it's a hard blues song. Al will play in a second. And Mike can play it on the guitar brilliantly. So I sit on the drums. Mikey's. I put the microphone. I go, Mike, and all the guys are going, Mikey, come on, sing, man. Sing. The cats
Safe
are going,
place.
Yeah, exactly right. They gave him a cover level. He sang and he ripped it up. My kid ripped it. And he had to be practicing. Because, you know, because here he is, my son. I'm watching him behind the drums. I swear, I almost welled up, got tears in my eyes. And it's a quick song, and I'm trying to stay within the rhythm of the song. And he sang, and he's doing his Jimi Hendrix, and he's singing the song, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, it's great.
I think Joe needs a new shirt. He just burst the buttons off of this one.
So we're going out, and people, we are going, when David Byrd comes in, I'm going to talk to David Byrd, because we're going to play the Drift House. This is a great,
right, okay.
David Byrd's, one of David Byrd's many great restaurants. And then we're going to go out, and we're going to do a charity. I'm going to put Mike front and center. And then we're doing Lorenzo's, by the way. I know you're listening. We're going to be at Lorenzo's on March 22nd. I'm bringing Mike on stage, and I'll have him sing.
This is pretty amazing for a 16-year-old kid. Who a year ago picked up a guitar.
Just you know what I'm saying? Now, what?
Well, sometimes they're prodigies.
Well, and you were very young. When you started modeling, you were like 12? No, really?
Yeah, but I wasn't a prodigy. I just, you know, I just wanted to be somebody else.
You know what we'll do, Carol? I want to hear the story because one thing I admire you is that, you know, you're so New York, you're so grounded, and you're so down to earth. But the fact of the matter is, and I always tell Debbie Duhame this too, what your success as a businesswoman is what I really admire most about you. You're so good at that. You like we were talking about before, how you just because you don't, it doesn't just happen. You got to work it.
You know, I don't think about it that way. I just think about something I'm passionate about and go for it.
Yeah, we'll get into it when we come back.
If we can.
And don't forget, Lynn Patton, speaking of great women, Lynn Patton's on the show. Congressman Peter King doing so many great things. Carol also is the daughter of one of the legendary firefighters, who's just so revered with other firefighters. Commissioner Nigro is a friend, and we met Tom Van Essen together. But Carol's going to tell you about what's going on with 9/11 and the post 9/11 illnesses that Congressman King has been fighting so hard, making sure people get money for those illnesses. Carol knows about that firsthand. David Byrd will join us live in the studio. The man's going to be here, Chef Byrd. Should we text him, Al, and say raw foods? We raw foods from Miss Salt.
Listening, I'm sure. You know,
he's
got a lot of stuff.
But he's a wise guy. He'll come in with lettuce and go, here you go.
Here's the good thing about raw food. If he's got it in the car, right, no, but if
lettuce is okay,
lettuce is good.
The good thing with the raw food is if it's in the car, it's not going to go bad.
Al, between you and me, is Carol watching? I got my French toast. I'm afraid to eat it.
Your French toast.
I ate my egg cups before. So
you date in front of Carol? Egg cups?
Yeah.
Can I?
I'm hungry.
I didn't see him, so he must have been pretty sneaky. About that.
Carol, can I have maple syrup? Is that good too? Can I have maple syrup? Is that all right? Oh my gosh, I'm going to get killed this morning.
Listen.
Well, technically, that is raw, right?
Chef, if you're listening, bring in raw food.
Everybody has to make their own decisions.
Oh, my God. And Mike
eat
Gallagher.
Eat yours, I'll eat mine.
Mike Gallagher will join us as well. Oh, a lot to get into. Big Al's got the news live and local at 6:32 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
25 degrees at 6:32. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Hundreds of mourners are paying their respects to fallen NYPD Detective Brian Simonson. Simonson was killed by friendly fire last week while responding to a cell phone store robbery in Queens. Timothy Cardinal Dolan was among those who attended the wake for Simonson. Another viewing scheduled for today and a funeral mass slated for Wednesday at the Church of St. Rosalie in Hampton Bays. Two men are arrested in Simonson's death, including a man who cops say was carrying a phony gun, as well as the suspected getaway driver. The search for a missing Kearney woman is over, as police say they've discovered her body. Police say 66-year-old Rosa Lascano was reported missing Friday, and a handwritten suicide note was reportedly found in her home. A woman's body was found later that night in the Passaic River near the Clay Street Bridge between East Newark and Newark, and the medical examiner's office announced yesterday the body has been confirmed to be that of Lascano. Foul play is not suspected in her death. In sports, the Madison Square Garden Company is denying that Knicks owner James Dolan is looking to sell the team. The company, chaired by Dolan, calls a report of him taking offers 100% false. Former ESPN writer Bill Simmons said on a recent podcast that Dolan is courting offers for the Knicks. Dolan told ESPN back in December that he wouldn't rule out selling the Knickerbockers. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Problems continue on the FDR Drive south in the 20s. All lanes subject to closure with a serious accident. So expect delays southbound FDR Drive right through the 20s. Northbound heavy with rubbernecking delays. Cross Bronx east at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Accident right on the shoulder. Inbound side of the GWB up to 20 minutes. Also busy now at the inbound Lincoln on 495 east at Kennedy Boulevard. A stalled car was clear, but 25 in at the Lincoln. Holland's still about 25 to 30, so you're building quickly over at the Holland Tunnel as well. Expect some stop-and-go traffic here as you head over to the LIE West, right into Queens Boulevard. An accident taking one lane there. Also delays now on the downtown F train with ongoing signal problems. Southbound New York State Thruway, ramp at exit 12, a collision cleared. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of almost 40. Tomorrow afternoon, snow on the way, high tomorrow 33. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
All right, it's 2019. I'm sure we've all made our resolutions, and I'm sure a lot of them have to do with weight loss. Unfortunately, many diets start January 1st, and then they end up restarting every week. The gym is packed in the month of January, and it's a wasteland by March. Well, Dr. Melinda Keller is here to help you obtain a new weight loss and overall better health goal. Dr. Melinda Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center are here to evaluate you head to toe and attack your goals one step at a time. Believe it or not, losing 20 to 40 plus pounds is actually a pretty achievable task. Trust me, I'm living proof. Dr. Keller is here to help and shows time and time again that her patients and their well-being always comes first. She's helped me tremendously over the years. She's helping me right now. Do yourself a favor. Make your New Year's resolution a reality. Call Dr. Melinda Keller today at 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. Change your life today.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Piscopo in the morning, 637. Carol Alt in the studio. Mr. Springsteen. See, that's the thing, Carol. I said, Mr. Springsteen. I quoted Bruce Springsteen. Everybody's saying, oh, you and Carol Alt. Oh, you and Carol Alt. I was like, oh, no. And Bruce said in a song, Magic, he said, believe none of what you see, less of what you hear. So I quote the boss. The people get mad at me because Bruce, politically, is a kind of on the opposite side of what a lot of us believe in. You know, he's very, very liberal. He's very, but I don't want to talk about politics. And you just, before we went on the air, you're absolutely right. It's time just to just put all of that aside and just kind of, we're all in this together for crying out loud.
Do what I do. Just turn down the volume. Watch the pictures.
Yeah, right. It's too much noise.
Yeah,
right?
It's way different when you just watch the pictures than what they actually are saying about the
pictures. I have to ask, too, again, our intimate hours. Just us. It's just us. This is it. This is it. So you know the president. You know Donald J. Trump many years. Many years from day one, way back in the day, right?
Yeah. Can you imagine Donald Trump and Roger Ailes? We were on the same show giving interviews, and Roger Ailes was the producer of the show.
Wow.
And that's where I met Don. I mean, I was such a kid. I went up to him and said, "Hi, are you Don?" He goes, "Yes." I said, "My boyfriend says hi. He's a real estate guy." Donald's like, "Oh, who's your boyfriend?"
Is that? But he was nice and grounded.
He was very down to earth. And he was, "Don, hi, are you Don?" And then years later became the Donald. But now it's Mr. President.
What I tell people when I go around the country and they don't understand, they see the bluster on television. They see when the president goes after the press and all the things that he's criticized for. I didn't see any of it. I've known the guy almost 40 years on and off, worked for him. Everything's great. So I tell everybody, just relax.
I believe I took him to his first hockey game.
What?
Yes, we sat behind the glass.
Just you and Donald?
Yep, yeah, my ex was playing.
But your ex was playing. You weren't married at the time.
No, I was married.
Oh, okay.
I was married, and I invited Donald to a hockey game, and we sat right behind the glass, and it was his first one.
Platonic friend.
And see, there you go.
At a game.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
By the way, the
most high profile platonic friend.
By the way, right? And Omarosa said opposite in her book, which was completely not true. So you wonder how much anything else is true in her book.
Yeah.
So. He said to me after the game, he said, "Listen," he said, "this is the first time I've ever enjoyed a hockey game because, you know, you sit right behind the glass, they smash into the wall. It's completely another story. He said, "If you ever need anything, if you're ever doing a charity, you want me to buy a table, call me."
Yeah, was it? So, wait, was Donald married at the time?
Yes, he was married to Ivana.
And so you kind of asked, so he was virtually your platonic friend, Donald Trump?
I had run into Donald so many times, and I was on his show, of course, Celebrity Apprentice.
Right. Yeah. So, but you know what my buddy Tony Carbonetti told me? Tony said that when you were there at the games, they would all come as kids. They would come, and they would look for Carol Alt. You were right behind the glass, right?
Here was the issue, okay? Because you're sitting by the glass, so everything echoes, so you really can't hear what they're saying. And there was two chants they had. One was, I don't know if you could say it on air, it was,
"Pod fam."
When they didn't like
the Rangers games.
Right, when they didn't like when the referee made a bad call.
Yeah, right.
But they also would chant, "Carol," the same tone.
That's right.
Right, and I couldn't tell if they were saying that or they were saying Carol. And so I would have to really listen, and they wouldn't shut up until I stood up and waved to them. And I always got nervous, like, what if I stood up when they were singing the other chant not Carol? So it was always, sometimes I would go, you get into these moments where you're just like, okay, do I stand up and wave or do I just sit here and look like an idiot?
You know, it was a lot of pressure. Back in the day, that was like, you couldn't go anywhere.
No, and I remember one time I really got flooded by people, and the gentleman who seat people, what do you call those guys?
Usher guy?
The ushers, I guess was an usher. He came by and he said, "Miss Alt, can you move on?" And I thought, if I could,
oh,
I would.
My
I was
Lord.
Being crushed. I literally went back to my chair in tears because they crushed me against a wall and I couldn't move and they didn't help me. I don't think they were prepared for something like that. I certainly wasn't.
Yeah, but you handled it with such grace. And two, when we went over and we were at parties, you and I went to parties together, you're so good. This was great, Al, because Carol said, and I don't want to mention names.
Listen, you're only as good as the partner you go with.
No, you were great. Mm. You were great because it was like we were... Things were said on this show, and things are said on this show, and we're very, very honest. And sometimes it's radio, man. People say things,
It's spontaneous.
But you in the captain's chair. If you're sitting there, you go. It's your responsibility, and if you don't, so
right, your name's on the show.
Something was said about somebody. I don't want to mention names, and I felt bad about it. And I went, and that someone was at this party that Carol and I were at, and then. I went over to this person. I said, "Man, I love you, man. I'm sorry what happened on the air because I went to cover it, but I didn't want to make it bigger than it was, and I apologize for that." I looked at Carol. Carol was right next to me, and Al, she goes like this. She goes to this person I'm talking to, who I have immense respect for.
Right.
She goes, "Yeah, Joe's been worrying about it all night." Like, that was just such a great thing to say. Right? He was my best friend. Now
I
know. I was I'm obsessed with that. If I offend somebody like that, that I like, that I respect, and I didn't, it wasn't my responsibility.
Yeah, but that's what makes you Joe Piscopo. Part of who you are.
Right.
Guilt-ridden?
No, I mean, I think empathy is one of your greatest characteristics.
Yeah.
See, I keep trying to get him to embrace the dark side, and he won't do it. So
Al's just, like, angry.
And speaking of the dark side, for some, Bernie Sanders has now officially announced he is running for president in 2020.
Yeah.
Yes, he did it on Vermont Public Radio about 10 minutes ago.
Boy, there's a lot of noise with people wanting to run suddenly.
Yeah.
Well,
how many women are in the race?
More than ever.
At least four. Right?
At least four right now.
And we don't know if Hillary is going to throw her hat in the ring. The thing with Bernie, though.
Do you think she will?
You know, she's been, I think she's been weighing it, but
I think she's chomping at the bit.
I think she is, because I think she feels in her mind she's trying to right a wrong.
She should have been president.
Yeah. Right. And I think Bernie throws another monkey wrench into the whole, you know, Democratic Party here. You got Howard Schultz, who wants to be kind of on the outside looking in with everybody.
Yeah.
Now you got Bernie, who's this progressive, who is, you know, diametrically, I wouldn't say opposed to the Democratic Party, but certainly values that the Democratic Party doesn't embrace. So who knows?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Hillary, too. You've had your run-ins with Mrs. Clinton.
Actually, she asked for my raw books.
Really?
Eating in the Raw and the Raw 50, so I sent them over.
And I really incense a lot of the audience when I say this. She was so nice when I met her. That's right. Every time during the election, I said, please don't hate. You got to stop hating.
I have to tell you, I heard her speak in a living room with maybe 20 people.
Yeah.
And I had never been really political before or a Hillary fan at all. But I brought my niece with me, and I turned to my niece afterward. I said, I'm stunned at how well she speaks and how well she understood the issues of the day. And what I enjoyed was a female point of view of how to handle those things. Because we never get a female point of view on how to handle things.
Yeah.
We always get the male, let's go in there and do this. And she had a completely different perspective on things. Hmm. I was quite surprised. And I was actually happy, because here was a woman who commanded a room and the attention of the media.
Talking about Mrs. Clinton, and I know that bothers a lot of people, 6:45 with Joe on the radio with Carol Alt. It was funny, too. I remember when I was with Kimberly, and I was married to Kimberly, and I told this story before, and we were at America Summit, it was called, with Raymond Chambers, my mentor helping at-risk children. Ray Chambers put this all together with General Powell, who was kind enough to join us a couple weeks ago on the show. And we're backstage, and President Clinton was there, and I was never a fan, but we backed in. I remember we backed up, and we said, oh, excuse me, I bumped into somebody. It was Hillary, First Lady Clinton, then, and Kimberly was a diehard Republican. Hated everything about her. She wouldn't talk to her. She didn't even acknowledge her. And I had the conversation. And I think I would never vote for Mrs. Clinton in a million years. Everything they stand for, I understand the criticism, but the hate. The hate. Why is everybody?
I don't know why
vicious,
people are so hateful.
Is it crazy? It's not necessary. I don't think it's necessary.
Well, there's so much vicious stuff. We were just talking about Jussie Smollett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy is so talented, and he had a hit show.
Yeah.
And why would you do something with that talent that's divisive? I hope it's not true. I mean, I know what they're saying, but you got to hope it's not true.
Do you feel, I know where I was going to go on this, but I got to tell you, I feel, why, and forgive me, and you're going to call, and you could call 877-970-2999. Why do I feel sorry for that guy? I feel sorry for this small guy.
I don't feel sorry.
I knew I would go there, man.
Sorry.
Don't you feel sorry for someone who makes such a bad decision that can possibly
something's
ruin
wrong
their life?
But the guy needs help. If this is what's happening, he needs help. But, and then I got to tell you, too, and again, we're so honest on the show, and I shouldn't say this, but I was at an event in Beverly Hills last week with Olivia. You're watching and you're listening and you know. But Carol, I went out, I took Olivia with me. We did an event for Dr. Sheila Carr. Who's sitting there is Lee Daniels, who produces Empire. What a great guy he is. What a talented, brilliant cat this guy is. Lee Daniels, I'm so glad.
Yes,
and when the small thing happened, I mean, Lee posted something. And so I saw how caring Lee was of the people that he hired. What a nice man, Lee Daniels. So I'm looking here. I'm looking at this guy, and I understand the anger. And Tucker was great last night on it, talking about how if you start manufacturing this hate is what that was. But there's something in me, and call me and tell me that I'm crazy, but there's something in me, there's something wrong with the kid needs help, I think, to do something like
that. Yeah, but this is a calculated thing. This isn't something that he just, you know, threw off the cuff and decided to do it. But that's what I mean. But the point is, he planned this. Yeah, he allegedly did this whole thing with this letter, and then because allegedly he didn't get enough attention about that, he had these other two people allegedly attack him. Now the police aren't even calling him a suspect anymore. They're calling him the individual. So clearly they don't believe his story.
Yeah.
And now, not only that, but he's trying to put the blame on the president, which is making it political. He's trying to put the blame on, you know, he's a gay person who's being attacked, which hurts other gay people, because God forbid somebody a gay person
really
is
attacked or something really happens.
Where's the impetus for them to report it? They're going to be told, "Nah, it's fake news. It's fake news." That's where it's wrong.
Yeah, right.
That's why this guy has to go to jail.
But Al, you know,
we
were talking before the show, and the crazy thing is, anybody doing anything like this nowadays with CCTV, with all the closed circuit television everywhere, video cameras, video phones, how does any? anybody in the right mind think they're going to get away with anything. Right. Even these guys who steal packages. Yeah. I mean, there are doorbells with,
right. ring.
With cameras.
Eventually, you're going to get
ring
caught
thing.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. But that's my point. Why do I and I know I'm wrong. And I know you're going to vilify me. Why? I feel sorry for the person going out like that. And what is with the hate with Donald Trump? You know him, Carol. And when we cut within the show.
Because it gets news. That's why.
Yeah.
They know that people are going to be tuned into that.
But where does the hate? Where does the...
No, but I think it's our two-party system, frankly.
Yeah.
I think it makes us divisive.
Yeah,
I think
good point,
it forces
good point.
One party to attack another so that the next time their person could be in. And I think if there were more parties, I love that there's an independent party. I love that there was a Tea Party.
Yeah, yeah.
I think democracy is about having many voices and hopefully the cream will rise to the top.
But
if you
also,
only have two doorways...
It's a great
we've
point.
Also
exactly
come this,
right.
We've also come this way over the last 25, 30 years, especially with social media. If people feel it's okay to attack people without retribution, and also, on what side of the aisle is it beneficial for a Republican to cross over to negotiate with a Democrat and vice versa? Because all they do is just attack one another.
You know, this guy never made sense when we first went on the air, ever. It was out. You know what,
well,
Jerry?
Who's changing, him or you?
I don't know. No, Jerry said, our boss, Jerry Crowley, says to me, we had a one-on-one, he had a great meeting the other day, sitting down talking about what we're doing, what we've done, where we're going. And I go, how about Al? He goes to me, you created Al.
That's
Al, thank you, Al.
And we love you, Al.
Carol Alden, Al Gattulo, Joe Piscopo on the radio. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, Lynn Patton's going to join us. Congressman Peter King, David Burke, Chef Burke. Chef, you listening? Bring the raw foods, Debbie. You know, Carol. He's going to cook all the bacon.
He'll bring me an apple.
Carol, do you eat bacon? No bacon, huh?
Prosciutto.
Oh, prosciutto.
Come on, Joe. You're Italian.
Is prosciutto okay to eat?
Prosciutto, bresaola, tartare, carpaccio.
Chef Burke, are you listening out there? Carol, we're going to get something
bring
for you.
Carpaccio.
Debbie, raw foods only on the show this morning. Oh, my God.
I wish I'd like the raw foods. I know they're so
Debbie,
much better
let
for
me
you.
Tell you something. Yes. Go to rawsometreats.com.
Rawsome
okay.
Treats.
Right? This girl makes tiramisu raw. Another Italian
wow.
dish.
There it is. We
raw
okay.
tiramisu.
Yeah.
Good for you. Oh. Good for your kids. It can make a perfect meal.
You speak Italian, Carol, don't you?
Certo. Come no. Italiano, Spagnolo, Francese. A
wow.
choot-choot ruski.
What did I tell you?
I know.
I'm
all right?
Wow.
Carol's walking in, and I know you're listening, and you know I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Yes, we'll address that as well. Debbie, you know.
We all read the post.
You're
yes.
on, Debbie.
6:51, Deb's on the roads for you this morning. You don't want to miss this one. How are we doing out there this morning, Deb? And a good morning to you, my dear.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Carol, Alan. Everybody, let's take it out to the FDR Drive South. In the 20s, an accident finally cleared. Still kind of busy here on the LIE westbound. As you get out past Woodhaven Boulevard, it's an accident. Grand Central Parkway West at Kew Gardens, a disabled vehicle. Alternate side parking rules are back in effect for today. Cross Bronx East at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, they cleaned up a collision. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 25, Holland, that's going to be about 30 minutes getting into town. A problem on 80 eastbound, right past the Pennsylvania border into Jersey. It's an accident with a truck right into the guardrail. And the Garden State Parkway North at 139, a collision there to deal with. Southbound Thruway Building getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, 218 remains blocked as you head between Cornwall and West Point with ongoing weather-related problems. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
How many sales are you missing because you're not effectively using social media marketing? Worse yet, how many customers are your competitors stealing from you because they are? The vast majority of the population is on social media nearly every day shopping. Does your business have an effective selling presence on social media? We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof.
The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Syracuse basketball is 8-4 in the conference and back home to meet Louisville Wednesday night. The Orange and Cardinals with a 7 o'clock tip-off. Orange pregame, 6:30 on AM 970 The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis. Wednesdays at 5 p.m. exclusively on AM 970 The Answer. In the air of the cat. Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny today with a cold, gusty breeze, high 36. Increasing clouds, cold tonight, though 26 in Midtown, 19 to 23 in most suburbs. Cloudy and cold tomorrow. Snow will arrive early in the afternoon. Untreated surfaces will become slippery, the high around freezing. That snow will accumulate 1 to 3 inches through early tomorrow night before changing to sleet and freezing rain, and then over to plain rain later on, especially in the city and along the coast. Temperatures steady, then slowly rising. Thursday, clouds breaking for some sunshine, breezy, much milder, high 56. AM 970, The Answer.
Sorry, Al, did you want something? Al, did you want?
Balance of nature, my friend, please. You don't mind.
Oh, see, talk about raw foods. Talk about everything that's good for you. Balance of nature. Balance of nature gets fruits, Carol, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You will love this. And I would ask you respectfully to look into Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard was with us last week. Had dinner with him, with his lovely wife. I tell you, this is because I'm real. When it comes to vitamin supplements, I'm a stickler at that. I am so, and I know what works and what doesn't work. Balance of Nature is spectacular. When I tell you, fruits and vegetables in capsule form, it's an energy, it's an antioxidant. I will give you the bottle. You look at it, and I think you will get the Carol.
Well, if you're telling me it's vegetables and fruits in a capsule form,
just like that.
For me, that's whole food.
Yeah.
That's the best way to get your vitamins and minerals is through whole foods.
That's exactly what the theory is, exactly what you just
said.
Wait,
is this a commercial?
Thank you. Oh, I kind of slid it in there. But we love it. And Frankie Five Boroughs has been on it. Al, did you start Balance of Nature yet?
By the way, I do powders in the morning. I do powdered green drinks. So it would be way easier for me to do pills.
But some people can't do pills.
You can open up the pills and make a drink
Matt,
out of it.
Matt, Balance of Nature for Carol Alt. We got to get it. I think you honestly love it. I love it. I started on the journey a couple weeks ago. I could feel it. You feel the energy boost. And if you got a cold.
There's a joke here somewhere. No.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you about it. I could feel like if you get like a cold or something like that, it's the antioxidant kills the cold. Balance of Nature. And yes, it is a commercial. And yes, here is the number. 800-246-8751. This comes from Dr. Douglas Howard. You're going to love Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. Use the promo code TheAnswer for 20% off of any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And have it shipped free, by the way. Go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the promo code TheAnswer. Good health. It's only a phone call away. 800-246-8751. Promo code TheAnswer.
They should do.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
This is the Killing Floor song I told you about. Listen to this. And listen, Mitch Mitchell, come in here. Listen to this. I'm on the drum. Michael's jamming this. And I'm playing like, and I'm watching my kid trying to stay with the rhythm of the song here. And then he comes up and he sounds like Jimmy. And he starts singing like this. Here, listen, Jimmy. This is, and Michael sounded exactly like this yesterday.
I should have quit you long time ago. Yeah. I should have quit you, baby.
Listen to that song. Do you think this will work at Lorenzo's?
Yeah.
Around all the Frank Sinatra
stuff?
Yes,
definitely.
Thank you, Al, for finding that.
No problem.
So I'm on there. I'm jamming there. And Michael's singing it. And when you see your kid do that, right, Carol?
Yeah. Like I said, you need a new shirt. The buttons are off of yours.
I know, my God. Hey, Carol, live in the studio with Joe Piscopo. We're here all morning. But you know what? You are so welcome to join us, 877-970-2999. We're going to play some audio from President Trump's speech. One of the best speeches he gave was yesterday about Venezuela and about socialism. It was very Reagan-esque. We'll play that when we come back. Congressman King, Lynn Patton on the show. Radio Piscopo, live from New York City. Don't go away.